On page 101, it's a new maimer. We're going to be learning about the Shidduch crisis. You heard of such a thing? That's all everybody talks about, the Shidduch crisis. If people would be working more on making Shidduchim instead of talking about the Shidduch crisis, it wouldn't be such a Shidduch crisis. But the Shidduch crisis that we're going to be learning about is with the Kutcher Bruch and Knesset Yisrael, Chasen and Kala. And the reason that there's a crisis is because in our lives we don't understand. We don't think about, we don't understand the nature of this shidduch between Kutcher Bruch and Knesset Yisrael. This maimer is very, very beautiful and very basic. It was clearly taught right before Shavuos, which was the Chasana between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. But it's not just Shavuos, it's about our whole tachlis in this world and our relationship with Hashem. And like all the mamorim in this sefer, in this form that Rav Kluger put out, in a very remarkable way, he is addressing some of the basic yisaidis in Teres HaBaal Shem without us getting lost in Kabbalah and things that we wouldn't understand. We're able to pick up some of the very basic ideas. So on page 101, Nisuin gedolim nischim nerucho b'neinu klai yisrael levin Hashem Yisbarach. There's a big wedding that took place between klai yisrael and Hashem. And even though throughout history there were times that it looked like it was possible there could be somehow separation, or there could be, even God forbid, a get, but it's not possible. We have to work it out with each other. The Kala, the beauty of the Kala, is very, very great. It's very exalted on the day of receiving the Torah. Ahavas Olam, Ahava Rabba, Ben Choshuk V'Nechshak. This great eternal love between the Choshuk, the Nechshak, the one, the desire, and the one who is desired, meaning Kutcher Bruch and Klal Yisrael, Kolashen Ha'Erachaim HaKadosh Ben Hashem Yisbarach La'am Skulasa, between Hashem and Am Yisrael. Hashem Yisbarach Sos V'Samech B'Zeh HaShidduch B'Ein Ovein B'nei Yisrael. Hashem is very happy with this Shidduch between Him and B'nei Yisrael. Kivyochol Kari L'Nishmas Kol Echad V'Echam Yisrael, and Hashem Kivyochol is calling out to each and every Jew, Kama Him Tanti Loch Ad Heina, I've waited so long for you until now. Kama gilgulim over al nishmascha, the kama niftlud rachayich. Each and every one of us and the shamas have gone through so many different gilgulim in this world over the years, and the nishamas have gone through so many paths. The kama niftlud rachayich means all kinds of twisting paths. Ad shabasei lai. Until you've come to me to be under this chuppah with me, chuppas netzach, an eternal chuppah. Ashrayach shenafal b'chelki. It's fortunate for a nishmas Yisrael to the greatest fortune is to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And vaytedi aisha ad blidai. And with this relationship, with this chasana, one can come to know happiness without end. And how great is the day of the Nisuan, the day of the marriage, the anniversary, Yom Matan Torah, the day of Shavuos. Shayom Simchahu. Lo Yom Din v'lo Yom Cheshbainis. Not a Yom Din. Not a day of Din, of judgment, even though there is Nisvarim, he mentions it. It is brought down that there's a certain din on Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos, and not a day of Cheshbonos. Ela Eis Rekoid Va'Einig. It's a time to dance and Einig and to enjoy. El Yoinim Sosu B'Tachtoinim Olzu B'Kabbalas Torah. As it says that the world above rejoiced and the world below was happy and filled with Simcha B'Kabbalas Torah. Zeh Hayom Chikinu Lo. This is the day to be waited for. Me'achu B'Chag HaShavuos Mekabel Kol Echad Chalke B'Torah. Of course, like all the other Yom Tovim, Shavuos is not something that just happened thousands of years ago. On Shavuos, each and every one of us, each year, if we're zoichem makabla our chelik and Torah for that time of our lives, to be able to come to our chelik and Torah that Hashem created each one of us to accomplish something in learning and understanding of Torah Hashem. Al kein yesh his batus shiyem zehu yom din l'Torah. Therefore, it is brought down in the Svarim that there is a din that takes place. There is a din on Shavuos. By nikva kama yosig Yehudi b'Torah. But the din is not like the Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah. Or even the din that is that you have by Sukkos al Mayim and other things. The inyan of the din of Shavuos is how much Torah will this person be able to receive this coming year from Shavuos? What's his chelik in Torah? Taima, klum efshalo l'simchas nesuin sh'teyasa tachas emes yom din. Now, we know that by a chasna, there's also a little bit of a din. It's also a little bit of a yom kippur. Not just a little bit, there's a lot of yom kippur by a chasna. And there are moments when the chasna kala feel that din. But the overall atmosphere of a chasna, of course, is joyous, is happy. And what kind of a chasna would it be? The whole chasna was wrapped in din. What kind of a chasna is that? Hey, metach kezes soiga al moyach adam lachshav al atzmai. What is din? Din, when a person feels that he's being judged, he thinks about himself. That's one of the dangers of misunderstanding the din of Rosh Hashanah as well. The din of Aseres Metzuvah Yom Kippur. But especially Rosh Hashanah. It's that time of the year. It's the happiest, biggest time of the year. And you and I know that many of us, as we were growing up, we didn't feel a happiness at the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It wasn't the time of happiness. And the din was so strong, the feeling of din, and the nature of din is, din always means to make a distinction between two things. Ben dom l'dom, ben din l'din. In other words, when you have two things and you want to separate them, that's called din. You want to make a distinction between two things, that's called din. That's what it means. That's what a beis din does, and that's what it means to have a din tayra. And that's what it means, ladun, it means to judge. And therefore, it's natural that when it's a time of din, that the person's focus is upon himself. And he sees himself as somebody who's separate from the rest of the world. And he asks himself the questions such as, what have I done wrong? Am I worthy? Am I unworthy? And so on. That's the nature of din. Din is very self-centered. That's the teva of din. Din doesn't reach out. Din recoils and reaches in. That's the nature of din. So, could it be that by chasna, that's the whole thing with the Baruch Shalom wants, that by chasna, that a chasna should be in his world, thinking about his past and what he did wrong, and so on and so forth, even about what's going to be with him in the future, and that the kala should just be thinking about her world. That closes a person's mind and heart. Alasha yigzor lav b'yom din zeh. The person's worried. What's the gzeira going to be? A day of judgment is scary. How is he going to be judged? None of us like to be judged. We get very, very nervous and very uncomfortable being judged. Hare is chasna he, and it's a chasna. So how could it be such a thing by chasna? Yosin Salayach Elokaya, Kimsa is Chosma Kala. We don't see that Midah is the Midah that is most openly expressed at a time of Achasna. Yosin Salayach Elokaya, Kimsa is Chosma Kala. The meaning of Achasna is Simcha. Yosin Salayach Elokaya, Kimsa is Chosma Kala. And the Chasna between Hashem and a Jew, Hashem and the Jewish people, which is on Shuas, it's also in a state of Simcha. Yosef Salayach Elokai, Kimsa is Chos Malkala. Simchas Shidduch V'Nisun Lamata, Mesois Chosn Alkala. That's how it's described, the joy of a Chosn Alkala. Ma'anika Lonu of Shos Ladas, Ma'ad Derech Nisun Hel Yainim. Obviously, if we have a chasna here in this world, the chasna in this world is the closest muscle, the closest we can get to try to understand the relationship between Hashem and Yisrael in the higher world. The closest we can get is to understand the muscle of a chasna kala, of a chasna in this world. The whole Shir Hashim is built on that yisoid. Ashabahem Yosis Alenu Lokeinu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu rejoices at this chasna that he has with us. And we can understand what that joy is by studying, by learning and understanding the pnimius of what a chasna is here in this world. Nachshav Derech Moshel. He says, for instance, if you think for a moment by way of a moshel, that it's at the chasna, and the kala, when the kala sees the chasna and the simchas chasna, the chasna is very, very excited and very happy. But instead, what she's thinking about are all different kinds of plans. How will this marriage proceed in the best possible way. Liba Yedeya Maris Navsha, She'ena Chayim Mi'irim Tomid Kiv Yom HaRishon. Her heart knows that the bitter truth of life is that it's not going to be as things are not going to be as nice as they are today, the day of the wedding. V'tirdas Panosim Is Galgulim El Pisl Shekol Bayis Chodesh. And there's going to be all kinds of problems with Panosa that are going to end up that are going to be part of their lives, very quickly going to be part of their lives. So Yod says, these are the thoughts that she has when she's walking away from the chuppah. She's thinking about how she's going to have to take care of the bills, and she's going to and how's her husband going to make enough of a living. These are her machshavas. Yod says, Eifa Michuposa, V'roisha Machashiv Cheshbonis, page 102, and she has all these cheshbonis on her head. Kaitzad laharviach kesef. How are they going to have enough money? Ula hismoidei din koshi achayim. And how are they going to deal with the difficulties of life? She'in teshanin heitev toichin limudim nusuyam. The tavar ba'asloch has amivchan. So what's she thinking? Now she's walking down. She's walking away and everybody's thinking. She's walking down from the chuppah and she's thinking, well, if I pass that big test that I have to take after Sheva Brachas, Tuchal Liskabel Lemisra, maybe I'll be able to get that job, Shetokil Bima'at, it'll make our panos a little bit easier. I mean, the author here is assuming that we're dealing with the chasna kala that accept responsibility for their lives. That, of course, is a very, very rare commodity these days, to such a thing. Especially, I know he's talking about Yisrael, but in general, it's very hard. Years ago, this was the way people got married, and you could imagine such a thing that a person could even have such a machshava by a chuppah. But nowadays, it's not so common. Einemis mamas kva'ata b'shiroya chasno behechol simcha b'shenenis b'hasmodim yitachasvam. You know what she does? She's not satisfied. She's not satisfied with just thinking about it. She actually sneaks a little bit on the side. Maybe even in the Yichurim, she takes out one of her textbooks to prepare for the exam that's coming up after Shevar Brachas. Now all the girls, you know, the Shashvinim, the people who are taking care of the Kala, they're going over to the Chosin, Lamar, Re'ei, Mesirus Mahi. Look what an unbelievable devoted Kala you have. Look at this. She already has like her occupational therapy book open, and she's so committed to the marriage and to building the home that she's right away hitting the books by the chasm. Look how she doesn't let herself forget for 1 minute this marriage. She doesn't take her mind for 1 minute off of the challenge that reality is going to pose a challenge for them right after the chasna. Even now, already now, she's noises ba'ol, she's accepting responsibility for the two of you, for the couple, to do her share. You should have a lot of nachas, and you should be at peace with this kala that Hashem has blessed you with. She's going to be a kala. All of your debts are going to get paid on time. All of your bills are going to be covered. Everything's going to be, anybody that's coming to collect, this is the kind of a wife that's going to take care of you. That's such a thing to go over to tell the chassan. I want to just tell you, your wife is your kala. She's so responsible. That's not the words that he's waiting to hear. Responsible. She's so devoted to the finances, to paying the bills. Ach leiv chassan nitzbat. Malach kala. Habezois taaski beis doidim. But this davki is, his heart is shriveling. It hurts him. This is what the kala is involved in. Be'ez doidim at the time of the simcha of a chasna kala, the time be'ez doidim that the love is supposed to be revealed between the two of them. Zman simcha lanu. V'tisi hagigaya chel oil u'mukhiyavis. Your thoughts are on what? On responsibilities. What your friends are telling me, and what the Shashvinim are telling me, I don't consider that to be praiseworthy, that you're studying now, and that you're worried about the Cheshbonos. Ki mar v'chamitzus, it's bitter. What I just heard is very bitter. It doesn't spell good things for the future. Do you consider our marriage to be some sort of a punishment? Who needs all kinds of chayvus? It would have been better if we don't get married, and this way you wouldn't have to worry about finishing your school and getting a job and all the other responsibilities. It's an all. It's like a burden that you have to deal with. Halazois yikari chasna. Is that what you call a chasna? Hakach nir yisoid chayenu. Is this the foundation of our life? Is this the beginning of our life together? That you're sitting in the yichud room studying? V'siyu moshel zeh. Laharis ech nir Yehudi b'chag Yeshuas. So now let's go over to the nimshal and by Yeshuas. Asher Hashem is brought kari leitayr kalim hoid nesala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the chasna, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in love with this kala. Tayr kalim hoid nesala. What a kala, meaning us. But each one of us and Knesset Yisrael. Remember, each one of us is a piece of Knesset Yisrael. But how does this person come to Shavuos? With a whole bag filled with all kinds of plans and she'ifas. Ketzad lahafik leparhel es hashutfus hanechtemes bein alukayna. Now this sounds like it's a great thing. He comes with all kinds of resolutions after all to Yom HaDin. And on the day of judgment, he wants to be judged in a good way. So he comes with all kinds of resolutions about how he's going to learn more. Which that's a nice thing. But this is what he has in his mind. So in order that he should be Zaycheh B'din, so he comes on Shavuos, which is the day where there's it's a din on the Torah that we learn. So he comes with plans about and Sheifas. How is he going to carry out his part in this relationship? He won't allow himself to be swept up in the great light of the Yontiv. Ki toifim osok, which is good and which is sweet. Zoicha heitev sheyom ofur oirev loylo macharas isuchak. He remembers there's a very dark, a gray day that's waiting for him right after Yontiv. What's that day? The day where he has to get back down to learning. Yontiv is over, he has to get back to the Bes Medrash. To roll up his sleeves, to get down to work. That's what's going to happen the day after the Chasna. So the entire Shavuos, this person is thinking about this learning and that cheshbon of what he's going to make with the learning and so on. But the day passes by without any feeling of a kesher to the Chasna. Nitzav eifel tachas achupa. The person is mamas standing under the chupa. Each and every one of us on Shavuos is standing under the chupa. Ubimkom liftor sharei libay, and instead of opening the gates of one's heart, el ha'or elokis kabira hazerachas la'avroi, to that powerful ha'or illumination of elokus that is shining on us, leimelo ami ata. Yisrael Asher B'cho Espor, instead of hearing Hashem saying, you are my people, you are Yisrael who I take pride in. V'mkoyim sheyochush keitzad miskayim b'v'poil heviyani ha'melech hadov nagilu v'nismach ha'boch. Instead of feeling how on the day of Shavuos Hashem is boch kivyochul is taking us into the Yichud room. Actually, that's more by Shmini Atzeres, but it's already starting on Shavuos heviyani ha'melech hadov nagilu v'nismach ha'boch. That the king is bringing us into his world chamber, Nagil of Anismachabach, instead of feeling any of that joy. And instead of allowing himself to be taken captive by Hashem's love, that Hashem has chosen Klal Yisrael, and each one of us as his Kala, he stands with his little loose leaf with his notebook, and what he's not allowed to write it. Shavuos, but makabel latzmoy all. He accepts upon himself this. He accepts upon himself that. Eliyah is toiv, Elas is toiv, to do this good thing and to do that good thing. Lo kumi kan ve'elch b'shaplonis. From now on, I'm not going to get up so late. I'm going to get up to learn earlier. I'm going to go for an earlier davening and earlier learning. It's all good stuff, but this is what he's thinking about on Shavuos. I'm going to settle into a shiur, and I'm going to be consistent and go to the shiur all the time. And he's no different than, in that way, than when the mountain was held over our heads. And this Jew also feels on Shavuos, which is not the tachlis. He also feels that he's standing under a Yiddishkeit that's being held over his head. And that if you do the right thing, then you're going to live. And if you don't live up to this, then it's going to fall on you. And he feels the same way. The whole Yiddishkeit is Yiddishkeit. It is not something which gives him simcha. It's something which is just a responsibility. It's not all. What kind of a chasna is that? What kind of a chasna is the chasna? The chassan stands under the chuppah of the kala, and takes out a gun and says, "Will you marry me?" That's a chassan. The kafalam hakegigas, that feeling of darkness and that feeling of coercion and a loss of choice and without a feeling of simcha and ahava, that's not a chassan. Vada shechesh nefesh in a davaroi. Look, of course, a cheshman nefesh to make good decisions and good kabbalas. Of course, that's a wonderful thing. Avaloi be'ez doidim. But there's a time and there's a place for everything. There's a time and there's a place for everything. It's not by the chuppah. It's not by the chasna such a cheshman. The shivus yimei chasna. During the entire, not just by the chasna, but for the entire sheva brachas. Kasha neshama levushas chag bebechira asher bocha ba Hashem is brach lekinyan netzach on the yontiv that Hashem has chosen us as his kala forever. V'chaya olam nata b'soicha and he's given us eternal life, the Torah. Ein sofek shaharekel shenisu en eila. There's no doubt, there's no question that the whole reka, the whole basis or background of this marriage, boim imachshove klolus sharotzen v'shtoikikus l'kabalus al Torah v'omachu shamayim. The way that a person comes to Kabbalas Torah is not by going into these particular chesed nefesh. What time you're getting up? What shiur you're going to? The ikur is that there should be in general machshava klolus sharotzen of wanting and hishtoikikus and a longing the Kabbalas al Torah. To accept the altar in the Omar Hashemayim. The B'chin is Ezo he isha k'sheir ha'oisir tzon b'ayla. In general, like Chazal say, an isha k'sheir, a kosher woman, that's us, the Kala, oisir tzon b'ayla wants to please her husband and do what the husband wants. It's a general machshava that we want to be an isha k'sheir. We want to be good and kosher Jews. We want to be pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says in Pasuk, all I want is to do Hashem's will. I will ain ace Yeridah Lepratim. It's not the time to go into the Pratim. Well, ain ace Yeridah Lepratim. It's not the time. And it's interesting because you see this. I've spoken about this over the years, but this is the way it is now, and it's really very hard to turn the clock back. In the neighborhoods that we've most of us have grown up in, unless somebody grew up in Borough Park or Williamsburg, or in certain Shtiblach, the trend now is on Shavuos night, not to say Tikkun Lel Shavuos, but to learn the entire night. And if you say to somebody that that's not the ideal to learn, they look at you like you're a shagetz. How could it be that's not the ideal to learn the entire Shavuos night? But the emes is that we see that by those who are makushat the pnimius atayra, the inyan of Shavuos night was never ever a time of learning. It was a time to say tikkun la Shavuos, to say the tikkun. The svadim always have done that and they continue to do that. The chassidim have always done that and continue to do that. When it became hard. In America, when it became hard for people to spend an entire night with Tikkun Lel Shavuos, because of that you have to be very much L'Shem Shamayim, can't be something that you necessarily get a thrill out of, like a good shiur or a good black gemara or something, or a guest speaker, or somebody speaking about the Har Sinai and the Palestinians or something. So when that L'Shem Shamayim was fading away, so then the inyan became limud haTorah on Shavuos night. It's not the tachlis. My feeling every Shavuos in shul is that what I'm doing is a b'deavid. It's a b'deavid. And when people ask me privately, if they're used to saying tikkun and they like to say tikkun, I always say I wish I could. That's how when I was a kid, that's what we did. That's what my father Zogel Zayin still does, to say tikkun.
Ma baya.
But this is because, so we think that this is a higher madrega than our Zaydis. We're on a higher madrega. The Zaydis, they were simple Jews. They sat with a booklet saying all night to Tikkun. And we're big Bali Madrega, and we have fancy shiur. That's such of an afaychu that I can't even begin to talk about it. It's just the opposite. Because the tachlis is not. The tachlis is not. And you see that by the whole, by the way the tikkun is, those who are familiar with the tikkun, most of the chevra growing up in America, the boys never saw in their lives a tikkun, except for the svarim. The Ashkenazim never saw a tikkun. They don't know what is a tikkun. So what is it? It's a little bit from here, it's a little bit from there, it's a little bit from this parasha, a little bit from that parasha, right? A little bit from this Navi, that, from Ksuvim, from Tarsh Balpeh, from Zohar Kodesh. It's a grand tour of Teres Hashem, and it's said in a way of the Teres Tefillah, not a limud. Because you know that when you're learning something, the last thing you want to do is to learn something in an incomplete way. That's not the way that we learn. Why would somebody learn a little bit the beginning of a parasha, the end of a parasha? That's not how you learn. Learning is supposed to be a shleim, is to understand something, you have to learn the whole parasha, the whole sefer. Because the Indian of Lel Shavuos and the Tikkun Lel Shavuos is all the tikkunim of the kishutim of the kala. Those who are familiar a little bit know that it has to do with the adornments of the bride. And each of these svarim is another. You ever see how the tamanim dress the kalas up? You ever see a picture or in life? You ever see how the tamanim, the emanates, the kala? Mm-hmm. I don't know how they breathe in that thing, but they. But if you ever see how they the kala? It's the kishutim, the adornments of the kala.
Eser kilo.
You'll tell me eser kilo. Yeah? It's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. That's how it used to be. And again, in certain places it still is. What's taking place by Shulis night is the kishutim of the kala. In the Zmiris, in the piyutim of the svardim, you have a ksuba. You read the ksuba. There's a whole nusach of the tanoim. There's a whole nusach of the ksuba. It's and the kala is the books of Tanakh are the kishutim of the kala, and Teresh Baal Peh. It's all the adornments of the bride. It's all about the chasna. It's not an inyan of pilpulim of limudin. It's all from the world of chachman, not from the world of bina. It's the kloliest ha'inyan of making a connection, and when you're so excited about something, you can't. It's not like when you're learning something. The way to learn something is you stay on it and you work it through it till you finish. But when you can't hold back your excitement, you jump from one thing to the other, like a little kid in a toy store. They have an expression, right? You take a child into a toy store, so you can't stay for more than 2 seconds on this thing and this and that. He's so excited. That's what Tikkun Lel Shavuos is. It's not a limud. The whole Indian is the chasna kala, a yichra chasna kala. It's not the time to go into the protein. It's not the time to go into the protein. And it's very hard, you know, we think, like I told this to you once before, like how we Yidden, when it comes to Pratim, we have such an Inyan, because we're an Am Chochem V'Novim. And there's a Midah of Chochem, there's a Midah of Bina, but sometimes it's the wrong time to do that. So I shared with you this story but I always think back on this, because my wife and I laugh about this a lot. As the children were growing, we never went anywhere. I mean, just to the grocery and the stores, but it never went like on a trip. So it was going like this for years. So my parents said that my wife wouldn't go anywhere for more than a day. She felt she has a balas achrayis, not to leave the children. She was always like that. And I would have gone, but my wife wouldn't go for more than a day. And it wasn't nice to go by myself. So we went on this vacation, all the way at the end of Long Island by the tip. I forgot what it's called, there's a big name. Huh? With an M. Mantle. Yeah, Mantle. Yeah, Mantle. So, we went over there to go and went on a boat. And I told this man, I said, we go on this boat, and it's beautiful there. It was a beautiful day. It was beautiful. And we hadn't gone anywhere. We never went on a trip to a little bit just in the quiet without the children like this. And we went down this, and we go out on this boat, and they're like... maybe like 30 going on the boat, and there's us, And we're going on this beautiful trip. So we're going, and I look at my wife and I say, there are 30 people here, $8 a person. I'm making a cheshbon. $8 a person. The guy goes out like 10 times a day, it sounds like. And I start to make a cheshbon of how much money this guy in the boat is making by taking people out. And my wife says, yeah. She's also thinking about it. How much money this guy's making? A lot of money over here. And then we're going. And you see, like, the guy on the boat, they're all taking pictures because there's beautiful mansions and all these things there, and they're taking pictures. Ooh, wow. And my wife looks at me, she says, what do you think it cost a house like this over here? And I was thinking, afterwards we were laughing. I said, if anybody heard us, no one else, they're all like saying, isn't this beautiful? Look at a beautiful house. And we're saying, what do you think a person pays over here for a house like this? It's so crazy. You know, have a little bit yeshiva das, a little bit menucha. But it's such a teva that, you know, with the pratim and to go like that, you think like that. But there's a time and a place for everything. It's not the time for that. It's time to just be able to be in some place and to enjoy, not to be in pratim. So Kluge is saying to make cheshbon and nefesh and to make a Kabbalah, to learn more and so on and so forth, and how much one learns and one doesn't learn. Okay, that's a very fine thing. But it's not the right time by the chasna. Just like it's a very good thing that the kala is practical and that she's gonna go back to school and take care of the bills and all. Okay, whatever she does, that's terrific. But for the chasna, that's not the time. Aval ein eis, you read the lepratim, la'asoyisim ikir bizman, koinal of inigdash. And how many times it happens to a person, even on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so on, different times where it's a very, very, very great time, and a person instead, in Kedusha, gets into inyonim that are pratim and that are not, and doesn't connect at all. That could happen very easily on Purim. A person's with the Shalach Manas and is busy with the Matanah Sevyanam, the Shalach Manas, and the Sudas Purim, and even the merrymaking, all of that. And what is Purim? What's Bechlal is Purim? What's the Machshava of Purim? What's the Pnimius of Purim? What are you thinking about? It's, and you could lose the whole thing. You could lose the whole thing in Pratim. Same thing comes to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is such an elevated day. It's a hard day, but it's such an unbelievable day. I mean, it should be in Mitzvah time of Simcha, but it's such a day of his karvus, of closeness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a different way of closeness. What does it mean, Tzara Shechina? To learn before Tisha B'Av the Sugya, what does it mean, Tzara Shechina? What anguish the Shechina has? How much the separation between us is hurting the Shechina HaKadosh? What was Tisha B'Av? Such a day, Tisha B'Av, a person can get lost in the pratim of, you know, the halachas before Tisha B'Av. That's why, how did it come out such a thing that they'll have all kinds of strange, you know, siyumim and all, the whole atmosphere of Tisha, of the 9 days is just about, am I allowed to do this, or, you know, do I have to get a new undershirt, or can I use my, that undershirt? And not that you don't have to know the halacha, and you have to keep the halacha. But that's the whole 9 days, the whole 3 weeks. What can't you do in the 3 weeks? What am I not allowed to do in the 3 weeks? But what is the 3 weeks? What does it mean? What does it mean, Ben Mitzarim? And for a person to before Tisha B'Av to spend the 3 weeks to learn the keenness, and to try to think and to prepare and to come to Tisha B'Av in a way that's Tisha B'Av day. To feel what Tisha B'Av is. But this is something, of course, which is very hard. It's missing a lot. Derech Tzoch was a marshal, Ma'avai Yemeinu. This is a marshal from nowadays. Yesh Nahag Amekashed Rechboi Betmuna Ketana. A guy, a driver, has in his car a little picture, Shabanira Rav Noida, where there's a well-known Rav, that he has on his dashboard, the Mechayech Elov, that's a picture of him with this Rav, and the Rav is smiling at this guy who owns the car, and he's giving him a warm handshake. It's a nice picture. He has a picture of himself with the tzaddik, himself with the rav, whatever. Hidbika aluach sha'inei harech, sha'inei harechev. And he hangs this up on by the car where he could see it. L'raisa b'chol eis, so that he could always see this picture of him with this tzaddik shaking his hand. L'raisa b'chol eis laharnin libo b'nachas. And when he looks at it, makes him happy, gives him nachas. Koicha viva be'enav. He loves this picture so much. Ad shehit siva gam al shulchana. He has a copy of this picture. Al shulchana ha'ishi b'cheder avodasa. He keeps a picture at work. He has a picture on his desk at work, with the same picture, a copy, of him with that tzaddik shaking hands. Shebechol eish she'egil l'sham. This way, whenever he gets to his office, yitzapa b'diyukna shel harav ha'choshev, he's able to look at the picture of the choshev harav, b'chaycha elav b'chiba, who's smiling at him with affection. Emes, she'ovel av habe regoyim pochas yofim. The truth is that there have been a lot more unpleasant moments between him and that rav. B'achas she'ben l'rav. It wasn't always like that. It's not always like that, but that's a nice picture. And that's the picture he keeps on his desk, and that's the one that he has in his car. But he has the nicest picture. It wasn't always so good. It's not always good between him and that Rav. But he has that picture that he has a lot of very wonderful memories of that, and he likes to keep it everywhere. So look, you have in a house, you have people keep the pictures from their wedding. You have a chas and a kala under there looking at each other with great love, and how many arguments did they have with that picture looking down on them? Can you imagine if that picture could talk? They have a picture, and then you have pictures, people that are very, very crazy with pictures. They have a lot of pictures everywhere, all over the place, pictures. And the pictures are looking at them. This is what we thought was going to be with us. And each picture, they had another fight. They have a different fight by each picture. But they have the picture. And the pictures, you see, people with the pictures are very, very, very big with pictures. So imagine, b'chagei Shavuos, Hashem Yisbarach kivyocha loichetz yadeinu mechamim b'sevichiyach. On Shavuos, Hashem Yisbarach is shaking our hands with warmth and with a smile. And Hashem wants us to keep that picture in our heads, wherever we go. That picture, that beautiful picture, He wants us to keep the wedding picture in our heads. See, if the husband and wife would keep the wedding picture not only on the fireplace or on the piano, if they would keep that picture in their heads all the time, they wouldn't yell so much at each other. They wouldn't have so many fights. The problem is that the picture's over there, and they're over here. Like I told you once about when I was in Machne Yehuda, in Yerushalayim, years ago. I was in Machne Yehuda, and there was this guy that was selling fruits and different things, and he didn't have a proper heksher. And there were some girls from seminary that were there, and they asked me. I was passing by, and they saw a religious-looking guy, so they asked me, are we allowed to buy over here? No. So I asked the guy. Yeah, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke or anything. I asked the guy, you have a tudor, you have a hechshi or something. He was very insulted, that I asked him, does he have hechshi? And he pointed up his hand, and he showed on top, there was a picture of the Baba Sali and the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He you should see these pictures he had up there, had on top of it. The Baba Sali and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I remember. There was some other tzaddikim there. So he said, So I said to him, Chavivi, if your picture was there and the Baba Sali was here, I would buy the fruit in a minute. But the problem is that the Baba Sali's over there and you're the one that's over here. That's the problem. So he's laughing, but I told the girls to stay away from this guy. He said, the Baba Sali's the Mashgiach over here. He's got a picture. The picture has to be in here. Not up there somewhere on the wall. In here. If a husband walked around all the time with a picture of his wife, with that picture in his head, then his eyes would stay where they should stay when he goes to work. I mean, he's on the train or he's on the street. And the eyes wouldn't go someplace, Chas v'Shalom. if the picture was in here. As Rega Simcha Vikashal and the Sunam Hashem Isbarach, that moment of the marriage, of the Simcha, of the Chasna with Hashem, by Ha'iku Ahavis Etzem, where the Ahava is an Ahavis Etzem, it's the deepest love in the world, it's an Ahava for the essence of what a Jew is, of each and every one of us. Mevakesh Shenansiyah, Hashem Isbarach wants us to keep that picture in our heads. He wants us to live with that picture. As it says in Shir Hashim, put me as a seal upon your heart and a seal upon your arm. That means to have that image all the time, to live with that image. Of course, Hashem is not a picture, you can't, but that feeling, with that image in one's mind. So that each time that we get to our little office, our little private office and space in our brains, and we open up our minds, we go into that little room to think about Hashem, to think about what it means to be a Jew, the first picture, the first thought should always be the Chasana. That should be the first thought whenever we think about Hashem, should be that Ahava, that love that He has for us. That shuas love, that ahavas oilam, that should be the first thought. Be'itzumo shel chodesh Tammuz. It could be in the middle of the month of Tammuz. It could be in the middle of Tammuz or Tevis. But tinashev ba'odim ruach chayim chadosha. That thought of the chasna can bring a new ruach into the person. It has the ability to be, just like the marshal of a chasna kala, with husband and wife. Tinoshev b'odem ruach chayim chadosha, it could bring mamish a new ruach. Be'izachra, by remembering, ki b'shvuas nilkach el chupas aviv shebishmaim, that shvuas, he was just shvuas by the chasna. With the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not only thousands of years ago, just now. Yesh haniskram b'Hashem Isbarach, there are those who will occasionally think of Hashem, u'bad b'bad niskram min ha'mechuyavos klapav. But at the same time, they think about, oh, I have to do this, I didn't do that, I'm in trouble for this, I'm in trouble for that. She'en mevutzas k'roi, things that they didn't do the right way, and so on. Is there any wonder why people in general avoid these kind of thoughts? The same way they were not thrilled about Yom Kippur. Everybody excited here about Pesach coming up in a couple of weeks. Pesach. Well, Pesach, what's Pesach? That's when we were dating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when we were going towards the Chuppah. But since the thought, or the word Pesach, especially once it's after Purim, the word Pesach conjures up in the person's mind, I mean people, those who are still left preparing for Pesach, conjures up in the mind an anxiety, a nervousness. Oh yeah, I have to take care of this, and I have to the car, and this place, and it's filthy, and I have to do all these different things, and the money, and all the different responsibilities that come with Pesach. And what happens with Pesach? Pesach is Pesach. It comes and it goes. You bring in the place, you take out the place. You pick up the matzahs, you eat the matzahs in Pesach. It's Pesach she'avol over Pesach. That's it's finished. Cholamoid, yeah. Go a little bit here, go a little bit there, but Pesach. So it's natural that because a person, when he thinks about Hashem, he thinks right away about what I'm doing wrong and my responsibilities. Not that a person should never think about those things. There's a time to think about that. But because that's what always comes together in a person's mind, so he pushes away these thoughts about Hashem. Because the thought of Hashem causes one to feel nervous and anxious. But Hashem is more chafetz bonu mishtoikik lahavaseinu.
But Hashem is Baruch longs for us, and He wants our love. And He's told us this in 1,000 places, in Tanakh, and in 1,000,000 places, in Chazal. Ve'yirastich li lo'olam. We say it every day when we put on our tefillin shayad, which is like a little bit of a ring, the kala wears, when you put the tefillin around the fingers. Ve'yirastich li lo'olam. You are betrothed to me. Ve'yiras erusin, forever. Ve'yirastich li b'tzedek remishim, b'ches rachim. That's what we say when we put the tefillin, when we make the wedding band around our finger. Hashem wants us to be able to always remember that chasana, to think about that chasana. And of course to make our cheshbon and to do what we have to and to. Davka mitoch kach, borim lekabolos al malchus shamayim halach lamaisa. So you might think that this way of thinking, this romantic way of thinking, is going to prevent a person from making a proper Kabbalah Somachus Shemaim, from keeping halacha properly. He's thinking about these nice, fluffy thoughts, so maybe he's not going to be a Yirei Shemaim, he's not going to be a God-fearing, careful person with halacha. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Metzias Bruhi, it's the Metzias. Keshemesh B'tarosa, like the sun in all of its glory. She'ohuv mechavev lasas v'tzayna yehavai. That when you feel loved, and when you love, you want to do it. You want to make the other one happy. It's the simplest thing in the world. You could try it at any kid. If you don't want to start with an adult, you can start with a kid. When a kid feels loved, it's the same thing with an adult. Except the adults are more starving than the children for love. When a person feels loved, and when a person feels loved and loves, then he wants to do for the other. Sha'ohuv mechavev lasas v'tzayin ayahavai. When there's someone that even expresses a fondness for a person, you want to do something to make that person happy. You want to keep that feeling. You want to keep that going and strengthen it. The gambes manim shebehem nisteres ahava. And this love will continue, and this desire rather to do for the other will continue, even when the love is not so strong, even when you're not feeling that same strong, powerful love. B'nitzreches kabbalas ol, and you need to have a kabbalas ol to accept responsibility. But when you feel that you're loved, and when you feel that powerful, powerful ahava, so then you'll be able to be mekabel malchus shamayim, to keep halacha properly. You have more of a cheshek to keep halacha properly, even when you're not feeling so great about things. But that picture is always in your head of the chasana. You see, when a person feels loved, that they're ready to do anything for the other person. And when they don't feel loved, then they don't have a cheshek. Zecher ahav ha-gedoyla. Ha-shamayim rabim lo-yuchlu ha-bayis ha-nahoros li-shtafua. The memory of that great love that can't be extinguished by all the waters of everyday life of this world. Oymed loy. Lach shoyk basiyas v'tzayin kanyas baruch v'nehmonas. That keeps the person in line. That he wants to keep Shabbos properly. He wants to be careful never to do any aver. He doesn't want to say anything, any lashon hara. Because that's something which disappoints the one who loves you and looks up to you and admires you. You don't want to do that. Page 104. And if somebody whispers into your ear and says to you, if you get too busy with this business of love, alulam anulistapik ba, you might get stuck in that and just be satisfied with that. You're not going to actually get down to the real, to regular avodas Hashem, Torah mitzvahs, and so on. Because we see people that are spoken about, that we know that there are people that they're just in that inyan, and it's not any, it's not with any Kabbalah all at all. And it's tam. They talk about feelings and emotions. They don't do anything. There are plenty of people like that. So a person might think that if I'm going to think along these lines of this inyan of ahava, then I could be like one of these people. Afa'ata emaloi. You should say to the person who tells this to you, Eilash ahavos yisbaruch aleihem hi hanoisya mekozi b'chayim. Those Jews who feel that Hashem's love for them is the centerpiece of their lives, is at the core of their existence. Heim hamal mavayde b'poil. They know how to do mitzvahs. They know how to learn and to keep mitzvahs and to do the mitzvahs. Yoyse me'ilu hayuroyim b'yahadusam me'ilu. Much more than Jews who feel that Yiddishkeit is a big burden to them, and they just have to do it because it's a responsibility, because it's just something, a job. They just carry it as a burden upon their shoulders. This is what we see with nowadays, with so many of the, especially with the. The older people, just they got used to it and they got in a certain way of life. They have other ways of getting rid of that all. But the kids, they don't want it. They don't want it. But they're not used to hard work nowadays. It used to be that years ago, that from the time that they were children, they would work very, very hard. And they'd have to go out and make a living and so on. When they were 13, 14 years old, they were people that they were used to Kabbalah's all. But nowadays, everybody wants something that's fun. They just want to enjoy themselves. So a kid goes up in yeshiva, and he doesn't see what is it about Yiddishkeit that's fun. What is it about Yiddishkeit that's enjoyable? He doesn't feel any shaykhis at all to Hashem. He doesn't feel any love that Hashem has for him. If anything, he's heard enough to get him to the point where he feels that Hashem is always upset with him and always angry at him, the same way that he feels oftentimes by his parents. So then, they don't want it. So some of them throw it away, and some just go on making believe. Keep over the years to try to make believe, but how can I get out of shul fast? Where's the least amount of davening? How can I get out of mitzvahs as much as possible? How can I get finished with the mitzvahs as quickly as possible? And so on. It was, how could I be a Jew that still is officially carrying the burden of my Yiddishkeit, but unofficially is able to enjoy life away from Yiddishkeit? That's what much of Yiddishkeit has become. Whether it's modern Orthodox or more yeshivas or chassidus, it's across the whole spectrum of Achenu Beis Yisrael. This is what's going on. The Kabbalah Schar, person wants to get reward. Limaltis Manais, you don't want to get punished. So what could I get away with? In other words, what's the least I could do to get rewarded? And you know, is to get to Olam Haba and not to get punished in Gehenna. Just show me the minimal amount that I could do to, you know, what could I get away with? How many Averis could I do? What could I get away with? Drabonis, drabonis, and so on, and not go to Gehenna. If there would be some sort of a scorecard like that, a person would, they would sell, you'd get them on eBay, they'd sell for a lot of money on eBay. You know exactly just where I could still get into Gan Eden. Not anything more. I don't have to be with the Baal Shem to understand. I just don't want to go to Gehenna. Could you just show me a program for Yiddishkeit where I don't go to Gehenna? But as far as Gan Eden is concerned, I just want to get into Gan Eden. I'll sit by the door. It's not Gehenna. So show me a Yiddishkeit that I can have that. In other words, where there's a certain amount of Averis and a minimal amount of Mitzvahs, where I can have that and still come out by the door in Gan Eden. Not in Gehenna. That's it. That's Yiddishkeit. That's what this whole business is about. Yehudim Ashebach Abonu, who on the Kuda Yikaris Bechayim. This is a Yid who lives with Ashebach Abonu. That Hashem has chosen us. Vahavas Hashem's Baruch Elayim. He is Mishtakefas Vishana B'chal Hiru B'chali B'maychem. Whenever they have a thought, a spiritual thought, they think of that picture of the Chasna with Hashem. You don't have to worry. Those people are going to keep mitzvahs. They're going to keep halacha. They're not going to be negligent when it comes to their chiyuvim in Yiddishkeit. Miachim L'asa is Kol Nafshem B'havazu. They feel loved, and when you feel loved, you do anything you can to be worthy of that love, and you'll keep everything as much as you can to be worthy of the love, to be as close as you can to Hashem, not just to be by the door, but to be all the way to get a front row seat. That's when you feel that way. That's where you want to sit. And Hashem will continue next time.